Hello.
Hey, you're on my podcast because I don't have a guest and I can just abuse you for anything. Is that hold
oh,
on?
Oh, good.
Let me make
oh,
sure
good.
My fucking earbuds. This thing keeps switching to my earbuds, which may infuriate me to the point where I quit. I just quit the podcast entirely.
Well, that might be good. Jesus Christ!
Did we catch a? We caught a rooster. I caught you at a
That's
rooster time.
These are geese. My rooster is quiet. He can crow, but he doesn't because he's a gentleman.
That cock.
The geese are assholes, though.
Are cock jokes popular around your house?
No.
No. I feel like that's the only reason to get a rooster.
I mean.
I mean, does he fuck your chickens?
He is now. Yeah, he is finally sexually mature, so he's getting it in on a regular basis.
Is that part of the deal? Is like he fucks the chicken? Do they not make eggs unless they're getting?
Chickens are going to make eggs regardless. Just they are fertilized if you have a rooster. So if you let them go too long, then they'll.
So you're trying to make chicks.
No.
Why are you letting this rooster blow loads into your chickens then?
They like it. Everybody likes it.
It's just for pleasure?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. No, it's good for them.
This rooster is living the life you wish you could live.
Right. Yeah. He gets yes.
Put your wife on the phone.
Loads
Put
inside.
Your wife on the phone.
Hmm?
Put your wife Put on my, the phone.
I don't know where she's at.
I want to talk to her about you wanting this lifestyle.
She knows my desires.
Do chickens have that I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's like the hole that does everything. It's like a USB-C port in their butthole.
How do you pronounce it? The cochlea?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exciting for the chickens.
I suppose that could be exciting for them.
Do they just like bump holes up against each other? Is that I don't know how chicken fucking works.
It's so the rooster gets on the chicken's back. I don't really like that. I think the chicken like bends in such a way that I mean, obviously access is given somehow, but the rooster is on top of the chicken. But when you cut a chicken open, there's not like they don't have a back pussy or a bussy, so to speak.
Do you cut chickens open a lot in search of a back pussy?
That's the only reason I cut them open.
Yeah.
Most people like to eat them. I'm just in.
Is that when you cut into a thigh, are you looking for a labia? Is that your deal? This might be the dirtiest this podcast has ever been, by the way.
It's really going that way. I don't know why.
I don't either.
Steered that way right off the bat.
I don't either. I think you're a pervert. I think you're the problem.
Oh, that's true. That is the case. That is the case. Did you not get sick at all? You're not sick?
I mean, I guess
everybody
like,
else is sick.
Everybody in the world?
Well, I mean, I just keep seeing a bunch of people are posting about how this they have the flu that's going around.
So I have not gotten the flu. Like, I've gotten, but when you think of the flu, because I think we do two things. We talk about the flu, and then there's influenza, right? Listen, Dr. Casey is on this. I'm going to tell you all about
disease. Wait, what's the middle part of influenza?
I understand what you're saying, but people talk about have you ever heard people talk about the 24-hour flu?
I've heard people talk about it.
That's bullshit. That's not influenza. That's just you got, like, a fever. Influenza isn't what causes that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
So I think that I have been
They call
like,
it the flu because it feels flu-like.
Sure.
Like the symptoms are severe.
But that's not the thing that's killing. This is our big, like, we got this problem as a country because people are like, oh, the flu kills blah, blah, blah people a year and I get the flu every year. I don't die. And you're like those are the two sides of the argument. And you're like, well, you don't get the flu. You get like a bad cold that goes away pretty quickly, and then that's it. I have not gotten influenza this year. I will say, I mean, I have a child, and I have she goes to daycare, and I have exposure to a weak immune system person like you on a regular basis. So I'm exposed. Yes. My wife's a teacher. I'm exposed to a lot of viruses. And so I will say at points I've had a stuffy nose. I've had some sneezing fits. But I have not felt like I haven't missed work or any comedy shows like a coward.
Did that come through?
Did you hear that? No, I don't know what that was.
No, I tried to fart into my phone.
Oh, that's good. The best part about you farting into your phone is that you have to bring the phone immediately back up to your face.
Yeah, I thought about that afterward, but it was not worth it. I was going to say it was worth it, but if it didn't come through, then it was all for nothing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what the recording picks up because they do. There's like the phones kind of cancel out the noise if I'm talking, which I'm always talking, Jess.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I spent all day yesterday in bed. I didn't get out of bed but to use the bathroom.
Well, you're a fucking bohemian. Do you think I call you and your girlfriend bohemians because even though you live nowhere near the Bahamas? Mm-hmm. And I don't even know.
Is that what bohemian is?
Yeah, that's what it's about, I think.
Is it would be Bahamian. I mean, I don't think those words are related.
Let's see. Let's
pull bohemian and Baham. I mean, I get why you might think that.
This is going to be exciting.
You had because a child brain.
Oh no, you're just a pile of shit, dude. I guess it just means you're a pile of shit, and I stand by it. I thought bohemian. Hold on.
Is that bohemian men from Bahamas?
No, well. This is what I meant is.
This is fun for me.
Hang on.
This must be how you feel all the time talking to me.
I'm not convinced that I have not. There is a place in the Bahamians. There is a place in the Bahamas called the Bohemian. Wait,
like a restaurant.
Like a
or is it a
resort?
An island?
First, oh man, this is rough. First search result, first like autofill search result is, when you type in "our Bohemians" is from the Bahamas, and then the first thing it says, "Our Bohemians, people from the Bahamas." Spoiler: no, they're not. Fuck, fuck me in the butt. Bahamians, they're called Bahamians. The Bahamians from the Bahamas.
Yeah,
they're called Bahamians. So
that's what I said.
Yeah, roll the tape. Who cares? Who cares?
It's in there.
I will edit it out for sure. I'll edit out any point where you were correct. But I think that the thing stands. I think most people who live in the Bahamas, who live in the Bahamas, and aren't like. In the service industry,
here it comes. Probably here it comes.
Bohemians. Well, let's get racist. A definition of a
racist.
No,
you heard it
now. I've learned that it's not a race.
If you live in the Bahamas, you're a bohemian.
You bohemian piece of shit. All right, I'm gonna look up what a bohemian is. This does fit you though. A socially unconventional person, especially one who is involved in the arts. God, you're such a fucking artist, Jess.
I'm bohemian.
You're socially unconventional because you're 39 years old living with your in-laws.
That's I'm 38.
Are you 38?
No, actually, I'm 37.
Gotcha, I thought that I had missed a break.
I'm going to be 38. I've been thinking
I don't know
I
if you'll make it, to be honest with you.
Year.
I'd say stop saying you're going to be. Odds on favorite are you don't make it to 30.
I might not make it out of this. Well, it might not be a flu. I might just have the sniffles.
This deep bout of influenza you're experiencing?
No, I was fucked yesterday.
When was the last absolutely time you took a COVID fucked test?
I've never taken one.
Well, I know that's not true. Because I've given you some.
Yeah, you gave them to me. No, I haven't taken one since like last year, I think.
Yeah, probably when you got COVID, right?
I think, yeah, I
I'm not trying to say the test gave you COVID, to be clear.
You what?
I'm not trying to say the test gave you COVID. I'm like, yeah, since you got it, that's the fucking probably the test fault. The craziest right wing conspiracy theory. That's like, yeah, people are like, have you ever heard those people? These are like very silly, obviously, people, but that are like, I don't feel safe around vaccinated people.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like as though get, like, I, again, like, I'm trying to do a bit about this that will has like an incredibly short shelf life, but the, there's the people who have, I don't care, like people who wear masks, people who don't wear masks, I don't care, do whatever you want, I'm fine with whatever. What alarms me is when a couple, the one person has a mask on and the other person doesn't have a mask on.
Yeah.
But I also, the like, I don't, you're like so afraid of, I mean, obviously it's like, in tongue in cheek, right? That I'm afraid of people who have been vaccinated, or I'm afraid of people who are wearing masks. That was another one for a while.
Yeah,
that's like that's the. I think the test gave it to me. I think it's that. That's the same guy. All right, yeah, end of the podcast. Thank you for fucking tuning in, everybody. Jesus, what a fucking pause. I bet you there's people that have thought that the test gives them COVID. That's my guess. I think people think it's implanting COVID into their nose.
I was at the paint store and
don't make fun of my fucking story and go into a paint store.
No, this is a guy walked in like it was a customer, and then all of a sudden he just started talking to the employee about how he thinks that the Chinese are being sent over with COVID to, and they have it like in their pockets and they're spreading. This was like very early on, you know?
Yeah.
And the COVID thing, but he was like dead serious and talking very candidly about it.
I saw this guy walk into Target. This probably was around Christmas 2020. I was there to pick up a PlayStation controller because I re-uptook playing video games in the pandemic. Yes. And I had discovered that my daughter had three PlayStation controllers, and somehow my daughter had destroyed all three of them. I don't understand how. I don't know if she was slobbering on them or something. But anyway, I'm in there to buy this PlayStation. I see this like older guy, probably in his mid-60s, probably had about as many years left of life as you do right now or more. He shows up to the Target, and it's like in the time where at the door they would be like, sir, put on a mask. Sir, I'm calling the police if you don't put on a mask. It's like this big ordeal. This guy just blows past security, blows past the other workers. And this would be at the very bottom of the list of things I would think this man was buying. I know Target doesn't sell ammunition, so I wouldn't. That's not what he's buying. He goes in. He comes out. He's buying an Oculus virtual reality headset. A 65-year-old man who refuses to wear a mask when he walks into Target is buying a virtual reality helmet. It's such a conflicting message, right? He's like, I'm going to stay in my house so I can enjoy reality from my... But when once I get out in the real world, no risks, baby. Raw dogging Earth.
Oh, man. That's funny. He probably died wearing that mask.
You have to hope so. I bet you, you know what, maybe it was? Because I think that the people like that virtual reality porn. And I'll tell you, he looked like a right-wing version of Doc... was it Doc? It's not Doc Lloyd. Doc Brown on Back to the Future.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Boy, we really screeched to a halt.
Have you ever done that, the virtual? Have you seen that?
I've never done it. There's so many things about it that I find like. I guess I've just never lived in a space where there was like that enough. Like nothing around that I would feel comfortable playing like a boxing game, you know what I mean? I saw a video other day of a guy playing like virtual reality boxing and punched his like toddler.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. The one I've seen a lot of is it's like you're on the edge of a building or something.
Sure.
And then they always, every time, fall forward and land on like a TV or they land on their face.
Sure.
But I don't, It seems like if you're expecting that, like if we've all seen other people do that, you would know better than to actually lean forward.
Yeah.
But it's got to be, if it's that common, it's got to be pretty real.
Yeah, I know that there's a lot of like sports franchises now are using virtual reality stuff to kind of like maximize reps. Like maybe it's not the primary thing, but it's like a way to kind of supplement training.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I think we might find that there becomes like, if that stuff becomes good or is good and then can be like cheap enough to be widely available, maybe we'll start to see stuff like that for like youth sports, because those are obviously going to be people who they'll be the we're you and I, it's over for us. Like new technology is going to become less and less appealing for us. We're fucking almost dead. But these like young kids, and also like who, I mean, esports, I'm sure will start to kind of like shift in the VR direction at some point. And I don't know. I've never done it, so I don't know how you could become that engrossed in it. I agree with you. It kind of seems a little bit silly, but then also, do you remember the first time you saw like a PlayStation 4 and you're like, this looks like a real fucking football game?
Yeah, yeah. It's even like PlayStation 2 when sure. It first came out, you know what I mean? Like the graphics seem amazing, but you look at it now and it looks like dog shit.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't have a PlayStation 5, but I now have owned every PlayStation console except the 5. I guess maybe I'd go back, but 2001, Madden 2001 was to me the big, like, which I think was the first one on PlayStation 2, but I could be wrong, but that one was like the big like shift where you're like, oh fuck, this is like the gameplay is different. You're not like smashing X over and over and over again. There's like intelligent play calling and shit like that. And that was that was obviously a big shift. Do you play video games, or do you have just like a satchel where you do like shadow puppets at night?
No, I do like video games. I try to stay away from them. I don't have anything. I have a PS3 in the bedroom. Gotcha. That we just use for streaming and stuff like that. It doesn't work for gaming anymore, but I have gamed.
It doesn't work, or you just don't use it for that anymore?
So I was playing Red Dead Redemption on it.
I regret this question
bunch.
Already.
What's up?
This was a question. I'm leading us into a very uninteresting story. I can feel it.
Okay. it just like for gaming, it will freeze on me.
Gotcha. I have like, and I suspect this is why you avoid it also. I have like a kind of compulsive and addictive personality. And
yes.
And so I will like go through spurts where I'm like, when COVID was at its height, I played like there's like a career mode kind of you can play. There's a couple different career modes. You can play as like a player, or you can play franchise mode. And I played a player till he was like 38 years old. because I'm like,
do they become brittle at that point?
It forced me to have him retire
for the season every time they get touched, huh?
It forced me to have him retire. Dude, the San Francisco 49ers just had their second quarterback this year. I know you don't follow sports, so I'm giving you a lot of information that everybody else in the world already knows. The 49ers had their second quarterback of the year go out with a season ending injury. And they just signed this guy who I remember when he got drafted very well, because I was like, oh, this guy's like an interesting player and he's just kind of stuck around football forever. And I was like, oh, he's probably got to be like late 20s by now. And I looked it up and he's fucking 1 month older than me.
Oh, wow.
We've reached the age where like the best, there's not going to be any team signing me is my point.
Yeah. I mean, you could, if you were built this way even 10, 15 years ago, I don't think.
you don't think age was the thing that was. Man, I was with Andrew Rivers on a drive up to a comedy show, and he asked me this question that was so funny to me because I started doing comedy when I was, I think I was like about 205, weighed about 205, and I weigh about 2 right now. And he goes, have you like always been like a pretty big guy? And I was like, oh, it's so funny because no, the vast majority of my life, I was very thin and like in very good shape. And then I quit smoking cigarettes and gained like 80 pounds in a short amount of time. And but in comedy, everybody's always known me as like a bigger guy. In fact, I didn't know this was like a, I realized this a couple of years ago, but I was doing a comedy show and I was setting up some audio stuff before, and this guy comes up to me and goes, hey, big man. And I was like, oh, this dude does not mean tall.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not big man because I'm tall. There's no part of me that, like, and it's funny you can do that to dudes. You could never go up to, like, a fat lady and be like, hey, big lady. You could say little lady, but you can't say big lady, you know?
Right. Well, I don't even think you could say little lady anymore.
Well, you'd probably have to ask pronouns before you, hey, little person. And then that's got a whole different thing. It's got a whole different thing attached to it. You're right, Jess. We've really uncovered some flaws in our system.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how many times should I end this podcast?
You're big and fat is what you've decided.
Yeah, I decided it. Yes, I was the one who decided it. How many shows have you had to cancel because of this fake illness?
Two.
Okay.
Two, and then I got a couple at the end of this week.
And you think you're going to do those shows?
I'm hoping I'm able to. I'm feeling better. Like I said, yesterday was the worst of it. I feel like I'm getting better today. So,
what shows are they? Where and when?
I am at the, I'm doing the Blue Curtain thing. Let me look at my calendar.
What's, hold, is that in Olympia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where is it at? At the El Silverios?
Oh, yeah, Silverios.
Silverios, okay. Yeah,
it's a bohemian word.
And then I'm at, oh, I'm doing a private party on Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Andrea's 40th birthday bash.
Who's, I think, Andrea?
I'm featuring for Josh Firestein for that.
Whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
Pretty sad he didn't ask me to do this. I'll be in, I'll actually
he
be
in, wasn't
I'll be in Tucson, Arizona. He might have asked me, but I will be in Tucson, Arizona.
It was a Tony Peters show.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. These private gigs, they're, I assume it pays pretty decent, right?
Yeah.
God, they're, yeah, that's the way to go. Folks, if you wanna, you can get comedians for cheaper than you think, and it'll be incredibly beneficial for us. Oh, this lady across the street from me right now, I'm breaking some HIPAA laws by telling you this. She, every couple months, the ambulance comes to her house, and yeah, she's an old lady, and so she's having some, obviously, health complications, and I got a mail for her. I don't know her name. I don't talk to my neighbors. So I got mail for her, and my house has been around since 1908. So I get mail for other people sometimes where it's like, I don't know, maybe they lived here 30 years ago and for some reason some company still has them on. So I just throw it away usually. But this one, I was, for a while I was getting, this lady's like medical supplies.
Oh shit.
Every month I would get like, and so finally, I like looked her up, and I couldn't find her. You know, she's too old for social media. But I found,
she's probably dead by that point.
No, I found her. Her son on like LinkedIn, and was like, "Hey, man, I have your, I think this is your mom. I have her shit, and it keeps coming to my house. And I've called the place, and they don't, you know, whatever. But this lady, I got a. It was like an oncology, which is like cancer." Thinking, I was like, fuck, because I didn't know the name. It had my address on it. I didn't know the name. And so then I'm like, my first move is always to check Facebook, because she's in her 80s probably. So she's got like, she's in the demographic for Facebook. The person with her name that was on there, I found out, it's very funny. I live in a hip, progressive neighborhood. And she's like a vocal Lauren Culp supporter. And I think it's the same lady, but I can't completely confirm. But I, the houses all around us, we have like multiple, like the house next to me, interracial couple, house on the other side is a trans couple, lesbian couple, the house next to them, the house next to her has a, it said protect voting rights all over the window. Now it says protect reproductive rights. The house
I
next
didn't know why you don't talk to your neighbors.
Because I'm incredibly bigoted, is that what you're saying? But yeah. This old lady and I get along. No. But it's so funny because I'm sure in her mind, she genuinely has foil over her windows year-round. And it's like the world has to feel like it's collapsing in on her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, I called the oncology place and they were like, oh, we put the wrong address. Does it say on it? And I'm like, oh, I guess I should probably bleep that out at some point. But they were like, does it say this other number on it? And I was like, no, it says this number. And they go, okay. And I'm like, that number is right across the street from me. Do you want me to walk it over there? And they're like, yeah, if you could, that'd be nice. So I saved this filthy Republican's life. I don't know. It's probably a bill, actually. I probably ruined her life.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, I think it's possible that this podcast has run its course. I've talked to you enough recently. And I'm pretty... Oh, by the way, everybody listening, if you watch Road Hacks, Jess has taken over all of the... I would say 90% of the editing, and I put a little cherry on top, and pretty soon you'll be doing probably 100% of the editing.
That's the plan.
Oh, it's great. I love it. I do genuinely love it. I love because you, one, because you're a fucking filthy bohemian, you have the time to... It's like either watch these chickens fuck or edit a golf video, which is nice. Also, you have like... a comedian's timing. You're a comedian. You have a fucking comedian's time. So you get like what's funny, why it's funny, not to like let the edit run out too long and not cut it short. When you sent me the first one, I was like, this could be the end of our friendship. Because if I hate it, I'm going to have to either... There's two options. I can either tell you the truth or I can live with a fucking horrible editor... until I quit, decide, well, no, sorry, dude, I'm not doing it. I'm just quit golfing, actually. I quit golfing entirely so that you won't get mad at me for not liking your shitty edit. And, I mean, there's been some, we've had a little, you know, a couple to be expected bumps and bruises, but you're like fucking crushing it, and I appreciate it a lot. And I'm saying it publicly. You're doing almost all of the editing and doing a fucking great job.
Well, I really appreciate that, buddy. I've been having fun with it. And I'm glad that I actually was able to figure it out because I was just as nervous the first one as you were.
Your girlfriend, Cameron, who is who I referred to as your wife, by the way, so that the listening audience doesn't think you have an actual bohemian polyamorous life. You very much control her actions and spending, and you're very traditional in that regard. She comes home barefoot and pregnant is how you want her. But she was at a show we did recently that was pretty rowdy, and I said something. I was like yelling at you over a balcony to do something different with the camera. By the way, I didn't tell you this, but because you haven't seen the video from that show. I haven't sent it to you. You haven't asked for it. But you did something with that camera where the video looked like we were performing in the pits of hell. It was like red tinted. And I was like, what? I'm looking at it. I'm like, what the fuck? And I stopped the recording on you for just like a second and I fixed it. But I was like, what the fuck did he do? I was actually surprised that I was able to fix it so quickly. It was the white balance was... fucked up. The white balance in that room was pretty high, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, heavy.
But I said something to your girlfriend, which made me, it was, I said like, that's a great guy you have. And she goes, yeah, he likes you too. He really looks up to you. And I go, it's fucking worse to know that he's saying that away from me also. It doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel like a fucking negligent father, to be honest with you. Because I just fucking... it's also funny because we played a round that's yet to be released with Jeffrey Baldinger, and he was like, we were shit talking, and I know him okay, but I don't know him well. You hadn't met him ever before that day, and mm-hmm. you and I know each other very well, so it's just like we are constantly shitting on each other. This is what comes yeah. through on the videos, and it's even more so as time has gone on. We've gotten a little more snipey on the videos, he's like, literally before the round started, he goes, I love this dynamic. Yeah. And then at the end, he goes, I really love the dynamic. This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was, because I don't think he's, I mean, he'll talk a little bit of shit. He's very quick witted, but I don't think he's like harsh. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, I would say that our dynamic involves some pretty fucking harsh jokes. And from the outside looking in, I could see. I mean, luckily Cameron was a comic when I met her, and will probably. I keep accusing her of wanting to do comedy again now that she's seeing you have success. I'm pausing to see if you give me a hint as to whether I'm right or not. but she has like a.
She's noticed there.
She what now?
I said she seems to have no desire.
She's barefoot and pregnant. Yeah, I forgot. But she has a comic sensibility, though. So yeah, she gets sure. like it's because some people, I think, when I say crowds sometimes. In fact, that very night, I have a thing that I do sometimes after you go up. And it's especially funny to me if they get like sad. Because you have some jokes about your parents dying or your mom dying.
Yeah.
When that makes them sad, it's the funniest for me to go up and go, guys, just one of my best friends, but when I see him do comedy, I'm actually happy his parents are dead. They fucking hate it a lot of the time. That crowd actually thought it was funny, but great. Some of them didn't. Like, definitely some people in the audience did not find that funny at all.
Yeah, it's gone bad a few times.
But it's like it's fun for me. You always like I can hear you laugh most of the time, or cry or laugh to cover up the crying, you know. But yeah, it's definitely gone bad, and it is. But it's funny to me every time, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I always like, find it funny.
Yeah, it's not even like I hate this thing where people are like, oh yeah, I want to like dig a hole and figure out if I can get out of it. That is the effect sometimes, but that is not the desire. Like, my desire is that they will laugh at it. But to me, it's so funny that I can't not say it. It's like such a, like they've, because when it's a crowd that doesn't get on board with you for that, they are inherently a very sensitive crowd.
Right.
And yeah, to get them to when it works, it's the most rewarding thing in the fucking world.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, I think I've taken up enough of your fucking empty schedule. All right. Let's end the podcast here, and I have a couple real life questions for you after that.
Oh, good.